In Florida, Democrats have picked the establishment candidate, former Governor Charlie Crist, to run against incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis is widely assumed to be weighing a presidential bid in 2024. On CNN today, Crist took on DeSantis' hard right stances.
It is the Democrats' last chance to stop him. And it's going to be a lot cheaper to do it in Florida than it would be to do it in 50 states. So let's do it now. Let's stop this thing.
This was the last big round of multi-state primaries before November. And in New York State, a lot of people are talking about a Democrat who made abortion rights a focus of his campaign and notched a surprise win in a district that Joe Biden barely won in 2020. Our political strategist, join us. Bill Press is a Democrat. Alice Stewart is a Republican. Hello to both of you.
Hi, Celeste.
Hello, Celeste. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
So let's begin in Florida. What do you make of Crist's primary win over the Agriculture Commissioner, Nikki Fried? I mean, she did gain some traction after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. And she again and again talked about how Crist was a former Republican and had before said he was opposed to abortion rights. Bill, what do you make of the fact that he still won?
I think it shows a couple of things. Number one, I think it was a win, by the way, on both sides for establishment party politicians. Certainly Charlie Crist was more establishment than the agricultural Nikki Fried. But also, you know, Charlie Crist may have been, he was governor before. He may have been a Republican governor, but he's run statewide. He's served statewide. He was a pretty good governor, to tell the truth. People remember that. And so he's got a lot of credibility there. Plus, I do think, and he made it very clear in his statement last night and today, that he's not only going to go after Ron DeSantis as basically a wannabe president who's only running for re-election so he can then announce for the White House, but he's going to make choice, a women's right to control our own body, the big issue in that primary. It's going to be, I mean, in this general election, that's going to be the case in Florida as well as many other states, thanks to the Supreme Court.
As far as the state of Florida politically, it is turning red-ish. More registered Republicans than Democrats, and Democrats are losing Latino voters. Alice, demographically, this would seem to favor DeSantis, no?
Certainly. And there are many reasons why DeSantis has got the advantage there, Scott. Look, I find it interesting that the Democrats in Florida look to a former Republican as their establishment candidate. And I also find it interesting that in throughout the end of his campaign, as well as his victory speech last night, he resorted to personal attacks on DeSantis as opposed to trying to show a contrast on policy, calling DeSantis a bully and trying to take away freedoms. When, look, he has an uphill battle for many reasons. Not only does DeSantis have a massive war chest of $132 million in which to campaign on, he's running on a record, a very strong record of a booming economy, more people moving to Florida than any other state, 2.7% unemployment, as well as record tourism numbers. I think Charlie Crist is going to have a difficult time when he's actually running on real policies that are important to the people of Florida, and that is the economic pocketbook issues.
So DeSantis talks a lot about what he calls woke ideas on the left. I use that advisedly because I'm not sure what woke is. But here he is at a party event last night.
We will fight the woke in the businesses. We will fight the woke in government agencies. We will fight the woke in our schools. We will never, ever surrender to the woke agenda. Florida is the state where woke goes to die.
So, Bill, tell me about the effectiveness of that kind of strategy. It sounds like he's essentially writing off a large group of voters and counting on another group to carry him into office.
I think woke is, first of all, it's meaningless. They just throw it around against the wall, and it means to, whatever it means to people who hear it is what it means. It's basically a dog whistle for the MAGA crowd. And I'm surprised that DeSantis isn't, I know it may be difficult for him, but isn't trying to strike a more unifying tone that I'm the person who can lead all Floridians, which is what Charlie Crist said from the beginning. I unified the state once before as a Republican. I can do it again now as a Democrat and not divide the party the way DeSantis has. I think it was a pretty divisive kind of approach on DeSantis's part. It certainly is not any effort to expand his base or to deal with those issues that Alice says maybe he ought to be dealing with.
All right, let's talk about the Senate race in Florida. Republican Marco Rubio is the incumbent. And his challenger is Representative Val Demings, African-American, former police chief of Orlando, currently serving in Congress. She won her primary last night and then highlighted voting rights and abortion rights.
We're not going back to being treated like second-class citizens. We're not going back to being treated like property. We will continue to fight and fight.
Alice, it is a tight 50-50 Senate. How tight might this race be?
This will be a very interesting race to watch. She will clearly focus on issues such as Roe v. Wade, and she has also made a big factor in her campaign about constitutional rights for women's right to choose. But look, Marco Rubio has a certainly strong name ID. He has been very responsible and receptive to voters there in Florida. And the Republican National Senate Committee is going to really invest heavily in that campaign. And she has to show that Demings has a difficult task of showing a Democrat can win statewide in Florida, which has been Republican for many years. So she has a very uphill battle ahead of her.
Well, let's move north to New York. One of the races in the state there is getting attention today because it's a solid win by Democrat Paul Ryan against Republican Mark Molinaro in a special election to Congress, a Hudson Valley district that Joe Biden barely eked out in 2020. Ryan campaigned hard on abortion rights, and he talked about that last night.
When the Supreme Court ripped away reproductive freedoms, access to abortion rights, we said, this is not what America stands for.
So, Bill, Republicans have been talking about a red wave at times in this November. Now people are saying that Pat Ryan's win means that may not happen. What do you think?
I think this is the most significant race of the night and maybe of the entire primary season. You're right. It's a swing district. It went for Obama and then for Trump and then for Joe Biden. Up until a couple of days ago, everybody was saying Molinaro was going to win the seat. Not by a lot, but he was going to win it. There was a big upset on Pat Ryan's part, a big upset on the Democratic Party's part. And I think the issue, as you indicated, was choice and abortion. Look, this is Republicans have really poked the bear on this issue. I mean, most Americans are women. Most listeners to this program are women. Most voters are women. And the Republican Party has said, we are taking your rights away. We're going to make you second-class citizens. We're going to force you to have a pregnancy. Now, right or wrong, I think it's horribly wrong, you cannot do that without paying some political price. And I think New York tells us that anything could happen still in this primary season. It's wide open. I think the Senate, it's certainly trending in the Democrats' favor, but it is definitely not going to be the Republican tidal wave that everybody was predicting.
Alice, let me ask you about the women vote. Women are outpacing men in new registrations, particularly in states where abortion rights might go away. 5% gender gap in Florida, 40% gender gap in new registrations in Kansas, 12% in Pennsylvania. For both parties, is the women's vote the critical one?
It certainly is, and I agree with Bill 100%. The New York race was a one to watch, and it was a bellwether because this was the first opportunity we saw a Republican and a Democrat go head-to-head since Roe v. Wade, and the Democrat campaigning on as a referendum to Roe, and he won. And yes, we have seen throughout the country voter registration for women has gone up significantly. Polling has showed that since the Dobbs leak came out in May, voters have come out in record numbers. We saw the vote in Kansas specifically on abortion laws, and the number of women that came out and vote, a staggering 70% of all new registrants are women. according to a firm that looked into this. And it's not just in Kansas. We're seeing that across the country. So the goal for pro-life groups and voters that support keeping abortion bans in place across the country is to re-engage. There are many efforts underway, bus tours and get out the vote efforts that are planned for closer to the primary election day to encourage people that support life to get out and vote.
Alice Stewart is a Republican strategist. Bill Press is a Democratic strategist. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.